This is Steve Woodward teeing off. As the sixth anniversary of global pandemic locking down arrives this month, memories of those dark days grow blurry. But we should never become indifferent toward the immense toll exacted when a U.S.-funded lab in China unleashed a highly contagious virus. And we can't forgive the zealous pharmaceutical industry rushing to reap a financial bonanza. Bypassing protocols, the industry turned on a dime to deliver an experimental use product. Experts claim COVID jabs were safe and effective. Today, it is clear that the cure was as diabolical as the virus. Ask former pro pitching prospect Isaiah Carranza, drafted by the Chicago White Sox in 2018. 3 years later, the team ordered COVID jabs system-wide. Carranza declined. The White Sox threatened to derail his promising career, so he took the shot. Soon thereafter, Carranza was diagnosed with POTS, a chronic nervous system disorder causing elevated heart rates upon standing. It is a commonly reported adverse event among the jabbed. He's suing the White Sox, citing millions in lost wages and shattered dreams. Pfizer isn't part of the filing. The pharma cartels are immune from lawsuits. I'm Steve Woodward, emphatically teed off.